Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Cleveland Guardians continue their series in Detroit against the Tigers tonight. Guardians have dropped three in a row. They're four back in the AL Central and two back in the wild card. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds will try for a second straight win playing in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Cincinnati 5.5 back in the wild card. Weather permitting, Columbus Clippers will be at home with Omaha tonight at Huntington Park. From the NFL, Atlanta Falcons have said quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will start their preseason opener Friday against Denver, but they still have not decided on the job for the regular season. Ohio State safety Earl Little today appeared on the watch list for the Jim Thorpe Award, given annually to the nation's top defensive back. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Are you ready to laugh?
Well, I just did, even though that was sort of like a fake laugh.
Are you ready? Reimer's here. Reimer, are you ready to laugh?
Oh, absolutely.
How you doing, Reimer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Oh, we got a jam-packed show today, full of giggles and S's and lots of it.
Well, you say that because there was just a visitor was in the station, and as this person was heading out, we were over there yearning, as we do. We got a good yearning, don't you think? 2:30 to 3 o'clock.
We sat in our chairs and sort of stared out into the abyss.
Yeah. 15 minutes later.
Wondered when the sweet relief of death would grace us.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, as they said in Gladiator. Reimer came in, sat with us for the last 15 minutes. That was okay. He didn't completely ruin the vibe. And this person walks by, and it's like right before the break, before the show starts, and he says, "I'm ready to go home and laugh for the next 3 hours." We said,
"All right, well,
we'll do our best." It reminded me of one of the first meals I had at Sarah's house, my wife, when we were dating in college. Her parents lived in the Kansas City area. We would shoot on over there. At least we did many, many times. But the first time, you're nervous like you're going to be, and made the trek from Lawrence out there to Lenexa, Kansas to meet the parents for the first time, hoping they're not as crazy as Robert De Niro and whatever the hell that woman's name is from the movie. But it was pretty cool. All was well. But when we went to go and sit down in their actual formal, they used the formal dining room for me, which
You were big news coming home, man.
I later found out that that never happened. Like, the only dinners that would be had in there was Thanksgiving, not even Christmas dinner. That was it. But we ate in the formal dining room. And her mom looks across the table at me as we're getting ready to eat. I think she made cubed steak. She made, it was delicious. She had a good recipe for that with some yellow rice.
What the hell is cube steak?
It's like the flattened steak, cube steak. It's like a southern recipe. She kind of fries it in the pan.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
What kind of, just like
a steak fried?
Or?
No, not even. Look it up. It's like the very, it's hard pounded steak. Look up cubed steak.
All right, I'm looking at
it. And that's what we had. And as we're getting ready to eat, she looks over across the table and says, "So, Sarah tells me you are pretty funny. I can't wait for you to make us laugh during this dinner."
Ah, during the dinner, huh?
During the dinner.
Oh, so it's like a cutlet almost.
It's like a steak cutlet almost.
I was thinking like an actual like,
Chopped up. Is that what you were thinking?
This is like a breaded steak sandwich or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
it looks good.
You could do it that way. Yeah, we had it right on the plate there. Use a little A1 steak sauce.
I freaked the hell out of Dylan Tyre, by the way.
What'd you do to
so
Dylan?
He was filling in on Rothman and Ice, and we're transitioning here, and you know Dylan hadn't seen me in a while. He said, "Oh, Mike, you're looking skinny." And I said, "I have AIDS." And he looked white as a ghost.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I said, "No, I don't."
Was it
have
as bad?
AIDS.
Was it as bad as Jake Diebler's reaction to you?
No, but here's the thing about Jake.
and then you doubled down by saying, "Now, Jake, don't you think that'd be odd if somebody came to your door and told you that they had AIDS?"
Here's the thing about Jake Diebler is that I'm sitting here, I'm looking across at him, right? I'm looking at his eyes,
mm-hmm.
and I can see in his eyes that he enjoys what's going on. I can see.
You see enjoyment. I see I want to die.
No. I can see a man.
I gotta get out of here.
Who knows how to have a good time. A man who enjoys a good off-color joke. Right? I see all of that in Jake Diebler. But he's not going to open up to the listeners. He's not going to give them that satisfaction. He's not going to give me that satisfaction.
Mm-mm.
And you know what? When Jake Diebler comes in here again, I will look him straight in the eye. And I will say, "Jake.
And how you doing, little partner?"
"Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee."
"Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned."
"Walker told me I have AIDS."
We have big news today, too.
Huge news.
Big news. Friday at 5 o'clock. I don't know what you're doing. I know you're not working, you lazy bums. Because nobody's ever working. I get out of here at 6 o'clock on Friday. It's like I'm driving in the apocalypse. Highways are empty. No one's out.
That I like, though.
Well, I enjoy it from a traffic standpoint.
Yeah, I enjoy the empty roads.
But I always get on every single week and I say, "What are you all doing? You're not listening. Maybe you are. Together as a group. Friday at 5 o'clock. I don't know what you have planned. Cancel it. Because we are debuting Timmy Eats a Burger at 5 o'clock. And I listened to the audio and I watched the accompanying video that we're going to have on YouTube.
There's accompaniments.
And I think it's fantastic.
Oh, it is fantastic.
I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
And let me tell you something right now. I love to just sit here and pick. You know, that's my whole life is picking and, you know, needling you.
Yeah.
I have nothing
to
say.
That's what we do.
I have no notes.
I guess there's no reason for anybody to watch now. No, there is a reason. Because we think it's that good. There's maybe one other thing. I don't even think sports is the biggest, actually. That's wrong. Sports is not the biggest thing that we would discuss
on this show.
I guess still maybe it's across the 50 percentile. We weave things in and around sports, even though it's 308 now. We haven't mentioned a thing about sports. We're coming up on Buckeye football season. We haven't said anything about that. It might not even be a sports talk station. Who knows? But food is something that we know you guys enjoy hearing us talk about. Giving recommendations, breaking down, whatever.
It unites everybody.
We all got to eat. Whether you're on a diet or not, you got to eat something. And even if you're on a big hardcore diet, maybe now and then you're thinking about that next cheat meal and you want to have a little list of when you're going to splurge a little bit, where should I go? We've done pizza, but why should burgers just be forgotten and ignored? There are so many good ones out
there. Are they forgotten and ignored?
No, they're not.
No.
I just want to make sure that we're highlighting them as much as some of the other foods. So I'm on my third recording to date right now, and I've already got a fourth in the hopper. So all these burger joints have been outstanding. They've loved having us come out and do this. Tyler, Alexi, and even Isaiah now on the digital team all helping me with this. So
I do want to say,
though, really, really cool thing to do, to see like what our digital guys, and you've seen the work that they've done in the last year or so and what they did over the Ohio State camps these last 3 or 4 weeks. We've had millions and millions of views, socials, YouTube,
yeah, that's
from
great.
Everything that's been done.
I don't care about any of that. Listen,
it's been cool.
I do want to say, because I said this during Pizza Madness too, is that sponsorship has nothing to do with any of this. Like, the first place that you're going to feature on Friday has spent $0 with us.
Correct.
and right. will probably yeah. spend. Why would they spend any money with us? Because we're giving them all this promotion for
oh,
free,
man. Yeah.
Essentially.
It's,
right?
It's
same
quite
thing,
nice.
Same thing with the pizza places. We had pizza places in the tournament that were sponsors, but that had no bearing on their results. Case in point,
yeah.
none of the sponsors won the thing.
Right.
Okay?
Right. So, like I do work with JT's. And by the way, JT's has the pizza of the month coming out. You should try it. It's the cheeseburger pizza.
Oh, that is.
Their stuff is always outstanding. That's
that
why I work with them.
Sponsored.
No, it is.
They're
yeah.
paying Timmy directly for that.
Yes, they are.
And we approve of that. However, all of these burger places that Timmy is going to check out, they're just because we like the burgers. So we
Absolutely.
Heard the burgers were fantastic.
Yes.
So if you have any suggestions, I want you to email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Also, it's Good Clean Wednesday, which means we read your emails all day, in theory. goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Now, I'd be open to sponsoring the segment, though, not by one of the burger joints that's getting featured, but it's
no,
a cool
no.
it's a cool feature, so we could sponsor that.
We can sponsor
perhaps.
That if you happen to run a sheet metal business.
Sure.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Timmy Eats a Burger, brought to you by Titanium Carbide.
Tonight! Carbide?
Yeah.
Carbine?
Carbide. C-A-R-B-I-D-E.
Robert, you ever have the cube steak?
I have not had it, no.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
Is there a sauce involved?
I always had a little bit of A1, traditional
so
A1
like
steak
a,
sauce.
There's not like a gravy that goes
no,
with it that cooks
no,
in the
no.
pan.
I just cut it, slice it up, eat it with the fork, got some rice that goes along with it.
Probably be pretty good with like a white gravy.
It probably would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Delicious.
Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood said some things about the Ohio State rivalry. I got to tell you, if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm starting to crap my pants a little bit. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some hold up due to a crash blocking the left lane on westbound 70 on the east side after Bryce Road. And there's a bit of a delay on westbound 70 on the west side before Mound Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's a way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Your Wednesday forecast is trending much drier today after we had multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms yesterday. Highs right around the low 80s, and you'll have a light breeze to get you through the rest of the afternoon. But we do still have a chance of seeing some isolated showers and storms continued for your Wednesday forecast. Tonight, trending much drier as well with lows right around the 60s. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want you to stick with me on something, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
So, was it last football season something? I was in there doing TV for 10. 10 TV.
Oh, yeah. You just mean us on the radio side, we would do
yes.
stand-ups
they
and all that.
Call yeah. me in and say, hey, we need 4.5 minutes to fill. Can you talk about this? Sure, whatever. So I think this particular conversation, we were talking about Todd Monken had just been either hired by the Browns or the Browns had just fired some. I don't know.
Something about Todd Monken.
But the conversation okay. Evolved into Zach Taylor is the last man standing in the AFC North.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said
why
something.
Why is the question.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
And I said something like, he's got to have naked pictures of Mike Brown.
Yes.
And then later on, when they played that on 10 TV, they edited that part out. And I was just curious. So I went and talked to the producer over there, and I said, I noticed you edited the naked picture part out.
Talk to Zenobia. Go over to Zenobia's.
Yeah.
Talk to Zenobia.
And she said, yeah, we can't leave that in there. There's kids watching. I said,
"Oh, the children."
The segment before I started talking about that was a segment about child molestation. Okay.
In the news.
In the news. Mm-hmm. And like I turn on the soap operas that 10 TV has. We have them on the monitors.
What about the daytime TV for 3 hours
of a block? If you're working, you never seen it, you never turned it on. It is essentially Cinemax at this point. Half of the show, I don't even know what the show is called, but it should be called In the Bed because they're in the bed all the time.
In the Bed would be a good name. Let me look up here. So do we still have The Young and the Restless? It says that CBS Daytime currently has 3 daily soap operas, The Young and the Restless.
What time is that on?
The Bold and the Beautiful. Don't give me the times here. The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, and the newer edition, Beyond the Gates.
Let me tell you something. Mm. It's all smut. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it. I'm not saying it's not good TV. But don't give me that you have these standards when we're airing crap like that.
You ever think about that smut and how you do as an actor or an actress? First of all, are we calling them just all actors now?
I think they're all
actors.
Just very, regardless
of gender. Is that very rude and sexist of me
yes,
to say that?
Why do you hate women?
I love women.
Hey, Sophie. Let's do the segment.
Have you ever thought about like what would your method be for doing scenes like that? Or would it ever get frustrating or tiresome because of all the on-screen hanky panky and sexy
well,
time?
You're
and it's
doing
all simulated
it every day.
Every day,
and,
right?
You know, you're in the bed, you're trying to act like you're passionate with this person that you probably have some sort of friendship with. You eat with them at the catering truck. Here's what I would do. Here's what I think they would do.
How would you do it?
I'd treat it very business-like.
You should?
In my trailer.
It's a job?
Before the scene, I think I would, like something about Mary, Ben Stiller, before he goes on the date, clears the pipes a little bit.
Yes.
I think that's probably the move. So
just make sure that you don't have any that sticks to your earlobe or your chin or anything like that.
Well, you know what? They'd probably use it as a prop.
A prop for what? For that?
For that.
No, that's no.
Of course,
that's the line.
These shows are disgusting.
That's the line. It has to be tasteful. We're not showing any liquids or any goos.
You've seen it. It's not all tasteful. What do you think it is?
Well, yeah, but
like
they're not
the breeze
showing,
blowing
like,
the curtains and stuff,
not showing actual explosions.
Let me tell you something. On some of these soap operas, they're showing everything but penetration.
So what are you saying? That we just, will we get like someone to do sign language on the show too?
Lily
so they can
do
fully
it.
Describe it?
Yes.
Lily can do it. What are you talking about?
Lily, yesterday during weather coverage, Lily Aldridge, who is one of our meteorologists at 10, she was doing sign language.
She was?
Yes.
I think that's very cool.
It is very cool.
Nice.
She is very well versed in sign language. So maybe we can have Lily on the bottom of the screen during the smut scenes on the soap operas and she can be signing. What do you think the sign language is for? Is it just that?
Don't do that. You might
just
get
like,
picked.
I think it just might.
Well, maybe a little.
No, that's fireworks, I think, when you do the pew pew. But they can't hear that. So what, making the sound effect, what's that going to do? It's like also I think I get having the sign language on TV for the weather because the anchor might be saying a lot of words that you can't write up on the screen. But I did always wonder about that. Like sometimes I've seen signers go on like TV, but they're literally writing every single thing. They're writing everything like on the screen.
What do you mean they're writing?
It's being said. It's in font. It's in text.
The captions, you mean.
So if you're blind,
it's deaf.
I know,
not blind.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you're blind, you're not going to see the signer either. Like that's gone. You can't read it. Why do I need the signer if I'm just reading the words? Again, different for Lily. I'm sure the anchors were speaking and she was doing every single word that they were saying.
Yes, they
more
did not
so
have
than
the,
just the alert that was rolling on the bottom of the screen.
They didn't have the captions on the screen.
She
was doing it in real time.
Yeah,
Timmy, you're assuming that every deaf person is literate. And perhaps they're not. Maybe they went to Michigan. Okay? And so maybe they needed Lily to sign because they can't read the words that are on the screen.
Yeah, but then don't you have to be smarter, though, to understand the sign? That's another skill that you have to spend time to learn.
You can.
Is that why we want to make sure that we do the... That's what that is. Just two hands to the outside with a thrust.
Bryce Underwood, Michigan quarterback, who may or may not be bad, depending on who has seen him this offseason. He was having a conversation with NBC Sports' John Fanta. Has a hell of a drink named after him.
Fanta. Don't you wanna Fanta?
Was talking about the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry game, and he said, quote, "It's just another game. Just we're guys in a different color. That's how I see it." Okay. Now, looky here. He played in the game last year, and he was very bad. 63 yards passing. They scored 9 points. 163 total yards. Not quite the offensive juggernaut that Michigan was hoping for.
You're wrong about him. They all say he is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the history of college football.
Who says that? Schefter?
That's what they say. That's what they tell us.
Dave Portnoy?
Yeah.
That's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you got a head coach now that wants to go out of his way to tell people how much he respects Ohio State and Ryan Day, and how hate's a strong word, and he doesn't hate anybody.
He loves us.
I mean, he wants to win the game, don't get him wrong, but, you know, what's with all this hate talk? That's for clan meetings, not for football games, right?
Yeah.
And now you have Bryce Underwood coming out and taking it a step further and saying, "It's just a game. Just different color uniforms. Just got to go out there and beat the red team." Okay.
Guys,
now, as a Michigan fan, how nervous does this make you? Because clearly, what this is telling me, because Kyle Whittingham, you know, he tried to correct himself by saying, you know, in the building, we talk about how important it is, and we talk about it every practice, and we devote time to Ohio State, and the guys know how special and important this game is. Well, your starting quarterback just came out and essentially said, "No, don't care, just a game." So what is going on behind the scenes there at Michigan? Are they stressing the importance of this game? And as Buckeye fans, should we rightfully just be snickering at this?
Yes, I think what you're seeing here is whenever you sort of get knocked off of your perch, I think it's a natural human instinct to try to, "Oh, you know what? Well, yeah, that's a really a big important thing to you guys.
I didn't want to date her anyway."
Exactly it.
Her loss.
Yeah, her loss. And, you know, yeah, like it's still a game. And the other thing that I heard Bryce Underwood saying, I hate this manufactured crap. I hate it when you just can't be realistic with yourself about something, too. Like, you don't necessarily, in my opinion, have to be the best quarterback that ever played the game. You just have to go out and work your ass off and be the best player that you can possibly be. And then hopefully that's going to be enough for you to achieve your personal and your team goals that year. He was doing that. "Oh, my goal is to be 1-0 on Saturday, and then 1-0 on Sunday, and then 1-0 on Monday, and 1-0 on Tuesday. Yeah, yada, yada, yada." But then go say what you said about the Ohio State rivalry, right? Where you can't separate important games. That is the way sports works. Not every single game is created equal. That's why there is passion. And you felt it, you know, because you lost it. And now because you lost it, I feel like they're trying to sort of recalibrate the way that they looked about this. They did it. They did it before. They were beating Ohio State. Did they not? That's what they were doing. It's been pretty consistent. And I do think it's been pretty consistent for us down here when we were losing to Jim Harbaugh. It was how much this sucks, how devastated we were, how can we get it back? Now they lost a game, and it seems to be going back to the same place now that they got a new coach. I'm like, it's just a game. You know what? We're going to try to win it, but if not, that's cool too. Just go and get them next year.
Leather jacket time with our gal, Nicole Sheeran. She was on storm disaster coverage today. We'll talk to her in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for backup due to a crash blocking the left lane on westbound 70 on the east side after Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com. R-U-U-D Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Here she is. She almost fell flat on her face and killed herself before the segment started.
That would have been sad.
Why it's did you Nicole watch where Sheeran. You're going?
Guys, it's not my day today. I'm having an actual DAY day, okay? Like,
what's
I'm having a
why
day.
Why do you spell out day and that makes it a worse day?
I emphasized it. Like, D-A-Y yeah. day kind okay. of day.
Is it because you're out of your element? They have you on storm damage
I'm not even out of my element. I did that for a year and a half in Waco, Texas. It's just there's been a lot going on. I'm not going to get into it because it's just there's been a lot going on today. I'm a little frustrated like with some things. I'm a little overwhelmed.
Oh, no. Personal or?
I almost just fell on my face and died. It's been a lot.
Do you want my Coke?
But I'm so happy to be here.
No, I mean, I've been sipping out of it already, so probably not. But
I don't want to get your diseases.
Yeah, maybe a disease would do you well.
I don't smell good either, I'll be honest.
Well, that's we've become
there
used
were,
to that.
Yeah, sorry about your jacket. It's not great. You're going to have to wash it.
You've been wearing that jacket for 20 seconds. Your sweat's already seeping into the cloth.
I don't smell good. I have been sweating out with the wood chips and tree trunks and all the above at Burliner. I don't smell very good, I'll be honest.
You better not have any armpit drippage.
Well,
there's seepage.
I'm a lady.
Do you ever
I don't
have that?
Have that?
You ever sweat
no.
so bad where you feel
well,
like
yeah, when
the
I go to hot Pilates, yeah, I'm dripping.
Yeah, it's gross.
Not on a normal day.
How come you don't invite me to hot Pilates?
I have invited you, and you only think... I'm not going to do that. I'll never do that.
Why does it have to be hot? Do
because
they have
it's
regular?
Good for you. It's like a sauna.
Harder. It's harder.
It's harder. You can't breathe in there, Mikey.
But why do you want that?
Because it's good for you.
So you can risk death.
Here's what I don't understand, though. All we're told all the time is you got to lose weight because it's bad for your joints to carry around that amount of weight, right? And yet when I'm driving and I see people walking out in Dublin, they're all wearing like these weighted vests now.
Yes.
It's like we're not obese, but
can
we'll
I tell
pretend
you something?
That we're obese.
Well, it's like using a donut on the bat though. That's
I
why.
One.
So then you
wear
walk
a weighted
around
vest.
A lot.
I ordered one.
You ordered one. Of course you did.
All my girlfriends from college have them when they go on walks. I ordered one.
Do they look like flak jackets?
No, they don't look
like
nerdy. They
vests?
Look like pretty intense.
Yeah,
like you look
kind of
cool. And no, the one I got's very sleek. I'll bring it in one week when it comes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
How heavy is it? Like 20 pounds?
No, I think it's 40.
40 pounds?
Yeah.
My God.
I got the heavier one. My friend said to get the heavier one. I'm a little nervous. That's a little much.
Is it like one of these things? Like one of these
yeah,
like
yeah,
pink
it's the
or
one
black
of, yeah, 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 right there, the black one.
40 pounds.
Yeah, listen, when I go on a walk, I might as well like burn off some more calories. Walking is just walking. Let's like make it a little more difficult.
It does. It actually looks like it's one of those hydration vests.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
It's really
looking.
Just, what is it, like filled with sand
You're
or something?
Be jealous when I
I'm
show
not,
up.
I'm not going to be jealous. I like walking. I love to walk, but you don't even
Oh,
just...
I know you do in the woods and you make Instagram stories about it.
I did it one time and now I'm never going to do it again.
Can you do any pull-ups, though, Nicole?
I actually cannot. I can only do one.
One pull-up.
Yeah, like a real pull-up. Like we're talking like no cheating. Yeah. I know. He can do like 10 or 15.
I did five
no,
last
no,
night.
Not up there. Not
You're
yet.
Getting close.
You're
I
a
was
six,
really
aren't you?
Impressed by your form.
Six. I haven't tried this week.
Okay. I did five last night. And I did another round 20 minutes later of three.
Okay.
But that still only counts as five.
I'm proud of you.
I am, too.
I'm trying.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm like the fat slob of the group now, so I'm trying to get out of the basement there.
You drunk called me on Monday, because Monday's your weekend, all right?
Okay.
And you were obsessed with this little clip from Sweet Brown.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
I was?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why do I always do that?
How? You have the counter.
What are you doing?
You played the clip. It's right in front of you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's the best part of it.
I know.
That's the whole part.
I talk over the worst part. I'm an idiot. I don't know what to tell you.
You are.
But then Nicole was in the mood for song, so she decided to take that and make this.
Well, I woke up to get me a cold pop. I think it was a Sprite. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing, but that ain't right. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out, ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Not officially diagnosed, but I got bronchitis. Bronchitis. And maybe a touch of arthritis. Arthritis. Don't forget the hepatitis. Hepatitis. And a bad case of gingivitis. Gingivitis. I hope it's not necrotizing fasciitis. Fasciitis. Just ask my friend Mark Titus. Mark Titus. Ain't nobody got time for that. No, no. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You had that auto-tune working well, I'll tell you.
I sound good.
Yeah, well, I know.
That's what happens also, when you
do
harmony, it.
Also, the harmony, my girls helped me out with that in the background.
Kesha's on the track with
you
Kesha's this time.
Yeah, Kesha's on the track. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am Kesha in the flesh.
She spells her name with a dollar sign.
Yeah. Maybe like I spell mine Nicole E. Sheeran. The S is a dollar sign.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yesterday, it was it was wall-to-wall weather coverage on 10.
Yeah.
And I'm on the air, but from what I could see, everybody did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
It was all hands on deck.
Yeah.
I even had Adam King out there in the monsoon.
Yeah.
He was there.
Adam had he was wearing a baseball cap correctly.
Which you will never catch him wearing.
It on the top of his head like a thimble.
You will never catch Adam King wearing a 10 TV baseball cap ever again.
But it was all hands on deck. I mean, people that weren't scheduled to work yesterday, they were coming in, they were working, they were doing their stuff. And then there's you.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
I wasn't called in.
Why didn't you volunteer?
I did. I texted my boss and I said, hey, if you need my help, let me know. Also, tomorrow, if you need my help with anything, no worries if you have to pull me off sports. And look what happened today.
Except for you said that, but then all you've been doing is bitching and moaning all day.
That's right.
No, guys, this is way deeper than where this is going, and
I'm not
going to get into it, but this is way deeper than the surface levels.
You keep saying you're not going to get into it.
I'm not getting into it.
We always manage to get into it.
I'm not getting into it.
I'm going to get you gambling by the end of the show.
Not getting into it,
guys. I'll give you 3-1 odds.
I will say, though, not that I want like severe weather to happen, but when Adam and I covered that snowstorm, we had like so much fun. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. I don't mind like covering live weather. I think it's fun. I would have been okay with working yesterday.
We're not going to talk until you tell us.
Nope.
What you want to tell us.
No.
Tell us your...
I'm just having a DIY
Nicole,
day, okay?
Tell us, like, what are your...
deepest, darkest
fears? What are your fears? You're going to, you know...
What are my fears?
Yeah,
I have a fear of burning alive and drowning.
Deepest, darkest fears.
I actually have a severe fear of drowning and burning alive.
Burning alive?
Yep. And drowning. Specifically.
So like the photo, the Burning Man gives you the heebie-jeebies
No, I'm not scared of like anything. Like I watch horror movies all the time.
You just said you're scared.
But I'm not scared of a photo of it. I would like to not be in that situation myself.
Doesn't make you think about your phobia?
Can you imagine burning alive?
Or TV or pictures? Yeah.
No, I mean,
I can imagine it. It sounds terrifying. Who's not terrified of... if someone lights you on fire.
I'm just saying, if you guys were in a house that was burning, I don't know if I'd run back inside.
Well, clearly
not. Because I'm really scared of that. But also, you guys wouldn't...
Glad to know where we stand.
No, wait, what were we talking about the other week? And I said, well, I would do that for you. And you said I wouldn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, it really showed how you just...
Was it rubbing cream on my back?
No.
Was it that?
It wasn't.
Which, by the way, I could use a little assistance today.
I can help. I forgot in the song, like, molitis. That was another thing that I have.
Is that an official term?
I made it up just now.
Okay.
They actually made it up for you.
Yeah, exactly.
The medical community says we need another name.
That's absolutely right.
Molitis.
That's right.
What are you covering today? When can people watch you?
You can watch me at 4:45 and 6 o'clock. I am not doing sports today. I will do sports at 11, but I went to Berliner because there was a lot of damage from the storm and a lot of questions if they're going to play tournaments this weekend over there.
I thought it was rude, though, that you just played softball. They're all trying to clean up the damage.
Yeah, well, I made it sports focused.
You're just there playing softball.
They were, like, yelling at me as I was running on the field, but I had a job to do.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Well, Nicole's a softball player by trade. She wants to show them how it's done.
The video package starts off with them saying, "Get off the field!" And then it's just me hitting softballs.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Nicole Sheeran.
Good job.
10 TV. She's going to be on the news tonight. Make sure to watch her, all right? We need people to watch 10 TV. It's hard times over there.
It is.
All right?
That's right.
Watch. All right. Coming up next, even Little League Baseball is not immune from legal wranglings, Timmy.
Wranglings, huh?
Wranglings.
That's a tease.
Like they're rhyming, they're just wrestling them up.
Yeah, Mike.
You like jeans? You wear jeans?
I don't wear jeans.
You don't wear jeans at all?
What? No.
So you don't know what Wrangler is?
I know what Wrangler is. It's a brand, yeah.
There's a football player that would do the commercials for Wrangler jeans. Do you know him? Wore number 4, played for the Packers.
Brett Favre.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
He did pretty good right there.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You ever have a grown man send you a picture of his naked wiener?
No.
No? Brett Favre used to do that.
You got good friends then.
Yeah.
Did that
to a female sideline reporter.
I've never been sent a picture of a man's naked wiener.
It's going to happen tonight.
Good news is I won't be able to see it.
Why? Because you're blind?
No, because it'll be you sending
it. Oh, because it's me, because it's small.
I see.
But,
it'll be,
you know what? I'll zoom in on it.
It'll be inverted.
I'll
zoom
in. I'll
see a little, like, pouch.
I'll flick it a little bit. I'll flick it.
I don't want to see your mons. I want to see the wiener.
Oh, you're going to see the mons.
Alrighty, that was the longest tease ever.
Baseball coming up next. No more wieners. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. And there's a couple minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side from 670 to I-70. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. One moment, you're driving home. The next, a truck accident turns everything upside down. As your hometown law firm, Cooper Elliott will stand up to the big trucking companies and insurance carriers on your behalf. Get the experience representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. So we have been without kid the last couple days. She went over by my parents' house, has been spending the night over there with her cousin. They do it every single year.
Sure, yeah.
It's fun. They have a good time. And nice. So it's just been the wife and I.
I like that's the preferred term now, without kid.
Yeah.
That's how we call it.
Without kid on Monday night, where we... What did we do on Monday night?
You did a dinner out.
Oh, went to Zaytoon. Yeah, went to Zaytoon.
Because I went there on Sunday night, the one in Hilliard, and you got a new one up there in the Powell area.
Yes, it's like a Mediterranean make-your-own-bowl pita sort of thing. It was very good. I've been there before.
They're two proteins. They have a delicious gyro, as most like Greek or Mediterranean spots have, and then they do like a yellow marinated seasoned chicken.
A shawarma.
Yeah, I like to go halvesy-halvesy, so get some gyro, get some chicken when I do a rice bowl or a pita, but go on.
My wife, by the way, did the good thing because you can get a base of rice, right? But you can also get a base of fries.
Yeah, yeah.
So she decided to go half rice, half fries, which essentially they make your bowl, they put rice on the bottom, got all your toppings, and they just dump fries on top.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, and the move that I usually have been doing lately is Jack will get like a big thing, and then he'll get a double protein, and then Sarah will just get herself a plain pita, and then she'll take like some of the protein and the toppings from Jack's Bowl, so she's got the meal. And then I'll get myself like the pita, which is not as expensive as the rice bowl. And then we'll all share like a fry for $4.95. And so then I take a few of the crispy fresh fries and then load those on top of my pita. And I like the spicy feta there. It's one of the best in the city. Yeah.
Delicious.
Spicy feta, a little drizzle, the red hot sauce on it. The tzatziki is really good there too. It's fresh. It's a really good spot. You guys should try it.
So we did that on Monday. And then last night I come home and we sat down, had a little dinner. And then we're like, okay, what do we do now?
Because there's no kid.
So, no, we didn't do it. Hold on. We'll get to that. So we played pool.
You played pool?
Yeah, the two of us played pool. She won. Best out of three.
See, I like stuff like
that. We played pool. We played pinball. Right?
You know
just
what?
A couple of married people playing pinball.
These are just a couple of kids that love each other. Oh,
we were having fun.
You're making, just in the basement.
Comments. Yeah, in the basement.
Baby.
We're having sarcastic comments. You know what we like to do together? We love to judge other people.
Yes.
Man, do we S-talk some other people. Just judging them. It's great. So then after we played a little pinball, then I looked at her and said, there's only one thing else to do.
What's that?
You know what there is to do.
He's just a common man.
Hey, congratulations on the sex. I think it's fantastic. Couple of vasectomy dudes just doing what they please. Once every 4 months. It's great.
Yeah,
what a life!
You know what she said? She said, "Big day."
The kid's not here, so I can make noise.
Yeah,
she didn't make any noise though. that's the problem.
It was just
like she had no voice box.
Silence and
yeah, just silence.
Wondering and wishing and hoping.
That's right.
Wondering when this brainless, heartless, hopeless, dickless son of a bee will get off of me.
Actually, little league baseball story.
He's not going to get off of me because he, of course, wouldn't take the time to, flip over and do the thrusting and all
that's
the things
too much
that come
work.
With that.
No,
I'm just
going to
lay down there like an X-wing. Why should we do anything? Let them do all the work, man.
Let's talk about Little League Baseball.
Reimer, did you get to have sex this week?
No.
It's too
not
bad.
For him.
It's too
no,
bad.
Not for him.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably not, though.
Kid comes home tonight, though.
It's a baby, though. She could be in the room. It doesn't matter. She's not even one. She could be in the bassinet.
I thought you were talking about my kid. My kid's almost 10. She could be in the room? What are you talking about? Reimer's kid is what you're talking about. Still, you don't want to do it in front of a baby?
Then my son Gabriel came home. I heard a rap at the door. I said, no, let the boy watch.
Tonight!
Let the boy watch.
So there's this little league team in Texas.
Yeah, these
guys have probably walked in on their parents doing sweet love to each other too. It's Texas, for God's sakes. So
what does
this
that
team?
What is
shame on you?
Texas is
shame
known,
on me.
Known for their lovemaking.
I don't know. So, what you
saw was just a tender moment between two people that love each other wearing stirrups. It's what you saw.
Oh, brother Hezekiah, I love your mom. So we had a team in Texas, or actually this was a Texas judge that did this, okay? The Little League team is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they were in, then they were out, then they were back in, and now they're out again.
Man, it's like they did walk in on them having sex.
What does that mean? Oh,
because of the in and out. We are laughing.
Why can I never understand the most basic things? I'm like, what? Would they go inside? They went back outside. They went back in to watch again. And they're like, oh God, they're still having sex. And then I'm going to leave again. That was just the old in and out. That was just the doing it. Cardigan. Oh, boy. So here's what happened.
Your Mormon happened just the in.
No out. Which I contend.
You contend.
That's still breaking.
Of course it is.
That's still breaking the religious law.
I love how.
Why don't you just drink a coffee
mortal
while you're
man
docking?
Thinks they're going to fool God.
Well, you can't fool him.
He won't know what we're really doing.
He's watching you the entire time.
There's someone under the bed shaking it. I'm not doing it.
I'm not
creating that back and forth motion. Someone else is.
So we've taken
all. We're out of time.
Basically,
this
the team.
Matter.
Hold on. The team, the Little League team in Tulsa. They had like a Danny Almonte, or so they thought. They had like a Danny Almonte situation. Paul Skeens is actually pitching for this team. And they said, Paul can't do that.
Paul.
He's way too old. He's like a Cy Young winner in Major League Baseball. He can't be out here. So they actually did college sports style. And once this team was removed because they had an ineligible player, parents and everyone got together and they went to the 414th District Court in McLennan County, Texas. And they got a TRO, we've just shortened it to this cool acronym now, because we say it all the time in college sports, the temporary restraining order. They just got them to give us a little TRO, so they're back in. And then, after stewing on it, the league, they said, you know what, that they really shouldn't be playing, like, we need to get this solved by the time the game starts. They went back to the same judge, the same courts. Hey, could you take that restraining order back away? And they're like, yeah, okay.
This guy's 52 years old.
Well,
can't be playing on this team.
So they're all really sad. They thought that it was a clerical error. The kids were doing everything right.
Yeah.
Now they've screwed them and their lives are over.
How would you like to hear from Buckeye offensive coordinator Arthur Smith? Well, doesn't matter if you said yes or no, you're going to hear it. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic causing about a five-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Westerville to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Sing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds will try for a second straight win as they continue their series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Rhett Lauder and Luis Castillo. The starting pitcher, Cleveland Guardians, trying to break a three-game losing streak. Playing in Detroit tonight, Foster Griffin on the hill for the Guardians. The Tigers send Framber Valdez to the mound. Columbus Clippers will be at home at Huntington Park with Omaha tonight. Russell Westbrook, who played 18 years in the NBA, 11 of them with Oklahoma City, announced his retirement today. Westbrook, who has one MVP award, holds the NBA record for the most career triple-doubles with 209. Atlanta Falcons have said quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will start their preseason opener Friday against Denver. No decision on the regular season. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Big Daddy Paul Keels was just talking about it. The Reds came back, beat the White Sox last night. It was Pope Hat giveaway night at the White Sox game. If you're saying, who the hell wants that? Well, it was a Tuesday night game against the Reds. They sold over 40,000 tickets. So everyone wanted that. And my question to the Reds, why do you hate the Pope? Why did you spoil the evening?
Why would you
last
do that?
Night? Why would you do that to the Pope? Why would you do that to the Catholic religion? Why would you do it?
I guess they probably just assumed that religion would have just won the game for them. Maybe they were just trying to put that to a test once and for all. Don't you think God would have wanted the White Sox to win? Or was he upset that the Pope hat was
maybe
being used for monetary gain to
God
try to sell tickets, and that you were doctoring up the Pope hat with, you know, different colorations of it and putting a White Sox logo in the middle of it?
Yeah. Could be.
You're desecrating the Basilica in Rome. Like, you can't do that.
I wonder what the Pope thinks about it, too. Because the Pope says that he pays attention. Now, I don't know what that means.
I think it
if
means
he's staying
what you think
up, he's got the MLB extra innings package there in the Vatican, and he's watching the game because it's late night there.
Well, you know what? I hope they, at the very least, have that. They should have
extra innings?
Yeah.
They should.
They should have it. I'm not saying he's able to watch like 90% of every game.
But if he watched last night, he would tune into the Chicago broadcast, and like Ozzie Guillen and Chuck Garfine, they're sitting at the desk with a cardboard cutout of him, of the Pope, right there. Like, he just kept showing up in the stadium, even though he's in Rome.
Good.
In the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. You know what that also got me thinking of? Do you have any, like, stadium giveaways? Even if they weren't technically from, like, a stadium, like, or a basketball game, any kind of, like, free giveaway?
Nothing that I kept.
That was, like, a really cool item that you kept all those years.
No, I kept ticket stubs.
Ticket stubs are always great.
I have those
keep,
in
right?
like a shoebox.
And I contend.
You contend.
As much money as they are charging now, and I don't know what goes into all of the actual digital fees now, when you can send them directly to the consumer and it's on their phone, you should be able to click an option for any sporting event that exists and get a color printed commemorative ticket mailed to your house.
I agree.
And if you have to, and if you want to charge $5 for that or whatever, then we can discuss that. I'd like you to give it to the customers for free as a free add-on because they're going to go and then buy concessions and
parking
and all that.
And don't tell me that there's no market for that. We got people going out there. I did a story a couple weeks back about how CD sales are up 14% year over year. Okay? But the bigger part of the story was that 50% of the people going and buying new CDs do not actively have a CD player. They have no way to play it. They just love it so much. It's like, oh, I love Billie Eilish so much, I have to go out and get something physical to hold to commemorate my love.
That's another level, too. I would just ask those people, keep buying those CDs because, yes, they are cool items and
people,
something to hold.
People wouldn't pay for a ticket.
Get yourself a CD player, too,
just to hold it.
Absolutely.
Going there and filming it on your phone, that's one thing. But then having that printed ticket, that's another thing.
You know what it's cool for? It's cool for the basement. It's cool for the garage. One of the coolest things my dad did, and every house that as we moved into like different places, because we had like had a townhouse where we kind of did some growing up, went to, you know, different elementary school, moved across town, got like a bigger house where we had the yard. But every time we moved into a new place, Pop-Pop would come out, make a trip out for a few days, and the two of them would build a bar. They would build a bar with their bare hands, get the wood, get the tools.
Man, they're just
throw
real
it up there.
Men.
Real men.
Real men.
You and me?
What's
not.
That like?
I don't know what that's like.
No.
I wasn't really able to offer much help, couldn't do it, but they built some cool bars. But the last one that he built was the place that was in Utah when we were out living near the Whites. And he put on the bar sill all of his old ticket stubs that he had collected when he was a younger man. And
that's why
adulthood.
The Whites hated you, because you had a bar in the house.
They didn't have to know.
They came over and played, and they're like,
Mommy, Daddy, Timmy has alcohol down there.
Then I trapped him in the wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't like that. But no, I thought that was a really cool look.
W-H-I-N-E. They whined.
Because they whined.
In the wine cellar.
I wasn't whining them and dining them, no. But I saw another cool giveaway item coming up. There is a Bob Feller jersey giveaway later this month for the Guardians.
That's cool.
It looks like a really cool jersey. Like, you don't see like items like that. Like, t-shirt night is all well and good. I randomly went to an Orioles game a couple years ago. They were doing like a Cedric Mullins t-shirt giveaway, and he actually had two jacks on his t-shirt night. Somehow the guy always gets revved up for their bobblehead. But there's bobbleheads, I think, can get overdone. Everybody does them, but you get a cool jersey like that. I see Cole back there. Cole has a lot of giveaway stuff from baseball games that he's been to.
You know what I would like? When I die, I want to be part of a giveaway. I want the Blue Jackets to say, first 10,000 fans at whatever game they choose gets a little piece of Common Man.
I know what we can do.
You put me in the oven, you get all the ashes together,
oh, God.
And then little tiny Ziploc bags for the first 10,000 fans,
no.
And you have a couple ashes in there. Each person can take home a little bit of me.
You don't want a Common Man bobblehead? No,
I'd rather have my ashes.
Oh, okay. It's too old with the bobbleheads. I mean, bobbleheads are fine. A lot of people still do them. I'm not collecting those anymore. But we talked about this. You got to get yourself like a commemorative card. We should do like fan trading cards anyhow, because the hobby's really hot and that would be fun.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should.
And we're stuck.
We do
on
giveaways
like
when listeners come out
and stuff,
yeah,
like that. But we should do fan trading cards. We'll put a pack of gum in there, or a little piece of gum in there too.
Or in your case, when you're dead and gone, because what brings more value to a trading card? You either have it's signed, it's numbered, or it's a memorabilia card. Where typically you just put a jersey patch in there, but in Major League Baseball, sometimes you've seen shards of a bat or a piece of a glove. In your case, it'll be bone spur.
Or
there you go.
We can dry out
flesh.
Dry out my flesh.
Yeah, flesh.
To the point where it's almost paper mache like.
What about like a shaving of your eyeball? How about that? Like it'd be like the eye in the sky.
Oh
like,
my, that
looks right at you.
Gross.
No likey runner?
No. You think people would celebrate then if they
I got Common Man's retina? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the hottest selling one. Maybe the Anus card?
Oh, the what is this, a belly button? No. You got the butthole. Oh my God. You lucked out. Common Man's butthole.
That thing's gonna get $4 on whatnot.
Common Man's ween, one of one.
Oh,
it's not
going
to be enough of it to make multiple cards on that one.
Get your magnifying glasses out, folks.
Mm-hmm. This is actual size, actually. It's just the whole ween. Put together in a pack of cards.
Surprised it fits on a standard trading card.
Mm-hmm.
But it does.
Actually, I had to shrink the card a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
We were going to hear from Arthur Smith. And I promise you, coming up next, we will. Buckeye offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, plus some good, clean emails. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 270 on the south outer belt between US 23 and 71. And expect some delay due to a crash blocking the left lane on westbound 670 at 71. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Yeah, the moisture just keeps on coming to central Ohio. We're going to carry a pretty high chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms overnight. Tonight into Thursday morning across central Ohio, low temperatures around 67. On Thursday, some fog early, then a 40% chance of rain and storms, highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, the chance of rain and storms goes even higher, with high temps in the 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
I talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy, did you know that when dudes get into their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
I read about it.
Happens gradually. Before they know it, they don't feel the same. Decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productive at the gym, don't know where the gym is, poor sleep, sad or depressed. It's all bad. It's not just bad for you, it's bad for the person that's around you because you're just a sluggish mess.
I checked almost every box in that list.
So
that
did
was
I.
Me.
And so I went, got my levels checked at Tri-State Men's Health, and they said, sir, we've never seen negative testosterone, but we can help you. I said, oh, thank you. Put a little shot in my ace. Was doing cartwheels on the way out. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I felt much better.
You ever done a cartwheel?
A poorly executed one. Yeah.
So is it really executed at all?
That's a good philosophical question. Please call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, where you'll be doing proper cartwheels in no time.
Handsprings?
1-800-900-9654. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Arthur Smith was talking today over at Buckeye Camp, offensive coordinator. A couple clips I want to play from him. This is him talking about how the offense is different now compared to what they were working with in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always unknown, you know, any new job. And obviously, even if you're returning every season, you know, things are going to come up, right? It's kind of life. But these guys have been awesome. You know, the progress we've made from spring, now we started camp. We just got to keep stacking these days. These guys are competing. I mean, we've got a lot of depth and we got a lot of competition, which is an awesome thing to have.
I'm excited about this guy. And I think you are too. And just what the second that he got on campus, I think there was just a calm around what he's going to do for the running game in particular with where his experience is. Because, you know, obviously there's offensive coordinators that are going to be more pass happy. There's going to be some that have their background and their specialty with grooming quarterbacks. And there's going to be some guys like Chip Kelly was one of those guys that really have expertise into the run fits and making sure that they can maximize what they have here. And I think you're looking for that with a guy like Bo Jackson who had a special season and a lot of chirping about Isaiah West, too, to start the year. And that's a good thing, by the way. And now you got the offensive line that brings back some of the most continuity in the entire country. So I think this is a perfect situation for Arthur Smith with his expertise to walk into.
Well, you talked about those offensive weapons. Here is Arthur Smith talking about the offensive weapons.
First off, we have an awesome staff and our players. I mean, they're very smart. You want to do multiple things. I mean, that's always a fine line is how much you got to get good at something. But then when you're able to use players in different spots and you get this kind of competition and you know, we don't have many mental errors, and that's usually a sign as you're going through camp about how much you put in. You know, you're just watching every day and assessing, like, hey, do we need to pull back? And that has not been the case with these guys.
Reimer, I am more offended by your use of the bullwhip on Arthur Smith than I am for you not knowing any Beatles songs. That is just Ryan Day's bullwhip.
Timmy was giving me a look like I was supposed to play it there.
No bullwhip.
Okay. I thought so. That's why I didn't do it at first. And then Timmy's staring at me through the glass that I should be.
Just testing you, Reimer.
I failed.
Just testing you.
Carson Hintzman.
Seeing what you would do.
Carson Hintzman was talking to the media today. I enjoyed this little quote about Julian Sain's growing voice on and off the field.
So he's going to hate me. So we were looking at progress pictures. Anyway, I mean, I looked like you picked me up from a shack off the road. Like, I was 255 pounds, all skin and bones. I had a gross looking chin strap. I mean, my beard isn't much better. But Jules looked like a little French girl. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and the way he's developed, not only his body, is completely different. I mean, that dude can roll now. Like, when he's talking in the huddle, the confidence he has, when he's being able to zip that ball, you can hear it literally whistle behind your ear. And it gives us confidence to have a quarterback who can go out there and be have a little bit of swagger about him. Like I was mentioning on the radio a couple days ago, not fake confidence when the noise gets loud and it's a big moment, but he's got some stuff to him, you know what I mean? And so it's cool to have that kind of confidence, not only from your OC, but from a quarterback that you would love to play for.
All right, so Carson Hintzman says that old pictures of Julian Sain from last year made him look like a little French girl. That's actually the ultimate flex. Because Julian Sain can say in his head and to anybody who wants to listen, I was sitting in New York as a Heisman finalist last year.
As a little
French girl. Yeah. Now that I've grown into my man body.
He was Kate Winslet in Titanic.
Think about what I can do now. No more Pippi Longstocking.
I want you to draw me like one of your French gals, Jack.
All right, it's Good Clean Wednesday. Let's do some emails. GoodCleanBoy@gmail.com.
My GCBs. This one.
I like watching dudes.
All right, I guess we're even.
Who are you, me?
Yeah.
Robert, you want to play the bullwhip on this one, too?
Yeah, what was that, Timmy?
You know, at least he played a faint bullwhip because he was a little unsure if I should do this. So it was just sort of under. That I liked. The off in the distance bullwhip.
Little Noah.
Teddy could do. Little Noah, yeah.
Noah Faint?
Teddy could maybe do a little bit more of that, of incorporating some like rising and loud and softening.
Oh, man, you're going to criticize me when I'm not even here to yeah. defend myself?
Yeah, that's right, Teddy. That's right. Where are you? On vacation at Popeye's, right. So this one's for you, Timmy. Did you guys see
Why did you say that like that? You're Timmy.
Yeah, because he's writing it to me.
Oh.
The message.
You said that like you were speaking to someone else named Timmy.
I was back to reading the email now, and it says this one's like for Jimmy. You, Timmy.
This one's for you, Timmy.
this bud's for you. Did you guys see the social media clip of the fish eating the golfer's golf ball? And did you happen to see what the ruling was for that? How would you rule it without knowing the rules of golf?
No, I ain't seen it.
So what happened was... is ball gets hit. There's a green that's very, very close to the water. I think this was Liv Golfy at Trump Bedminster, that course. So Charles Schwartzel from South Africa. Oh, hello, Charles. One of the greatest golfers that we've ever had come from our country. You have been so proud until you became a little Liv boy, and then we were not so proud of you anymore.
Thank you, Gary Player.
Bye-bye. So the fish came up. And the ball kind of trickled into it's a red hazard area, which means you can play the ball if it entered into the red hazard one club length behind it, no closer to the hole. And the fish just gobbled the ball up and it was resting. You can actually get into a red hazard and play the ball. No penalty. That's where there was some gray area. But rule 9.6 states that if there's no penalty, there is actually no penalty if an animal outside influence moves the ball. So if it wasn't in a hazard area, you could have placed it where you deemed it to be free of charge. You had to get another ball out of your bag and do it, but that turned out to be a one-stroke penalty. The fish took the ball away, and the ball looked like it was going to sit up above the waterline, like in a marshy area. It was only like 1 foot into the creek. So
if there's rules for, you know, animals coming and touching the ball,
right,
moving the ball,
it doesn't apply because it's in a penalty area. If he had put that ball on the fairway or just into the rough,
a trained monkey, Bryson DeChambeau has his own trained monkey to help him cheat,
then you'd get to place the ball right back there.
I see.
Free of charge. And then they'd say ball is in play. But since this was in a red hazard, you actually got to take the one stroke penalty because it did go in to the water. But that's kind of odd to see the fish just gobbled up. I'm seeing a lot of good ones here. See, this is what we want. I want to see you guys telling me about your favorite burger spots as we're getting ready to do the first edition of Timmy Eats a Burger. Don't miss this, guys. Friday at 5 o'clock.
Friday at 5. You have to be here or you're dead.
A lot of bells and whistles. A lot of pizzazz has gone into this. And this is audio first / video. So we're going to have both. And you YouTube audience, you're going to get to see it like as we play it on the show on Friday. We've never done that before. But John chimes in and says, my guys. He says, Sexton Burger Bar. I haven't had it. Wednesday is half off day. So
no, I keep,
thank you,
I
John.
Thinking that I'm going to go over and do that place because I've heard good things about it. Obviously, we love the Sexton's Pizza. It's the same people.
So where is this? Is there just one right
now? I want to say it's in Gahanna.
Sexton's Burger Bar. And I see. Yeah, Johnstown Road. Right off of 62,
yeah.
921 East Johnstown Road.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Wednesday's a good day.
I've heard it's very good.
Wednesday's got the value to go and do it. Caleb chimes in, says, my guys.
He's the senior hurler.
He says, best burger in C-Bus is Flipside at Easton. You heard of it?
Flipside. I've been there many times.
Good.
During little shopping excursions. Yes, it is a good burger.
What's the style?
Not smash, just a sort of like an artisan burger. They put some thought into their composition of toppings and sauces. I will say that I really enjoy their onion rings. Very almost tempura battered.
Oh, really?
Onion
so
rings.
So they've got like a
crisp
like a
lightness to it. And comes a nice dipping sauce. And they do some good sweet potato fries if you enjoy that.
I do. Sweet potato fries are fantastic. He also
and they have a burger on the menu called the Mikey.
Yeah?
The Mikey Burger, which I think has egg on it.
It's always a good
Rhymer?
Play.
You like a unfertilized bird period on your burger? No.
No, you don't like the egg on your burger?
You never do a fried... That's just a fried egg.
Yeah, okay. Fried egg.
Yeah, that's all.
I mean, I make egg and cheese sandwiches at home, but...
So you'd love it on the burger, yeah. Then.
You've never had it on a burger?
I don't think
all
so.
All these years?
Don't think so.
I like it when the yolk runs down. Mm-hmm. It's its own... It's self-saucing.
He had another one. He said one Red Door burger, and...
That has brie on it, I think. I'm not a big brie guy.
Is that that's the type of burger at Flipside?
Yes, that's
is that
right.
What he was
that's
listing?
The type
oh, okay.
of burger at Flipside.
He said original chicken tenders have opened since the 50s. Guthrie's in Ironton as well. Maybe he's just also throwing in a chicken tenders place.
I don't know that one. Okay. We haven't done Timmy Eats a Tender yet.
I still love a good tender, though.
Oh, Timmy Eats a Tender. More of your emails coming up. And sadly, I will not be dating golfer Brian Harman's 10-year-old daughter. That sounded really, really bad. But I promise it has something to do with an actual news story. We'll do that coming up next.
Chasing girls at, you know, camps.
No, you're trying to
date Brian Harmon's
daughter. No, I'm not
daughter.
Trying to
you're
date a 10-year-old.
T-shirt contest.
Stop it now. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street and about a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
So we have a list that's making the rounds on the internet. This went viral. The PGA Tour put this out on their social channels, and it concerns golfer Brian Harman. He's a nice little lefty player. Very, very, very short dude. He's like 5'6", 5'7". He's got a pretty swing, though. And he won the 2023 Open Championship. So he is a major championship winner now and forever. He's only got 4 PGA Tour wins, but he's a major champ. No one can take that away. And this list went crazy because of its tongue-in-cheek type. And it's like an outdoorsman / survival / things that he just thinks you should be able to do, like a guy should be able to do. And it kind of started off with him talking about how he does have a daughter, you mentioned, and he wants his son-in-law just to be able to do certain things. Would you like to hear the first wave of his list and what he thinks we need to do?
I would love to hear it.
Let's see. Let's kind of keep track of how many things that we can do.
My daughter's 10, and at some point or another, she's going to bring somebody home and introduce me. And, you know, if he can't spiral a football back to me, you know, we got problems. A dear friend of mine, we came up with a list of to be like a perfect outdoorsman. You know, like being able to double haul a fly rod, you know, being capable with a rifle at certain distances, be able to shoot a compound bow at 40 yards.
Hold on.
I'm trying to.
I don't even know what these things are.
Compound bow at 40 yards?
Double haul
a fly rod.
Fly rod. I assume that has to do with fishing?
It's fly fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that I knew was that there is a thing called fly fishing, and I know that the reel is different, where you kind of like string it. You keep stringing it through. It's like a straight, maybe not a straight reel, but you work it through. I could be sounding like a complete fool to a fly fisherman, and I hope I am, but I know it's not like your basic rod and reel ugly stick. Right. I can't do that. I can spiral a football.
I don't know how to do any of those things. I could probably spiral the football.
I think you can spiral a football.
I can do that, but so far I'm failing. I can't date Brian Harman's 10-year-old daughter.
I think I can do the rifle because I have some experience with like a very, very low gauge, like a 22 on my brother-in-law's Virginia property. They're big hunters up there. I've never gone out and done like any hunting with them. So I could have gained some massive experience for this list if I would have just sidled up next to him for a while. But I've done like some can shooting.
Some can shooting
for fun. I couldn't tell you what distance I was at, but I think I was at like 40 to 50 yards. And knocking like the Coke cans down off the log.
But you're blind as a bat.
Well, I wear my glasses.
Okay.
All right, so
I'm just saying, a guy with your eyesight, I don't know if you should have a gun in your hand.
Well, what do you think? I'm just going to turn it on my family and start firing away? It's out there into the field. That's where you
but
shoot.
But maybe you think you're shooting at something out in the field, and really you shoot Dick Cheney right in the face.
Well,
then it's a problem.
Accidents do happen. You shouldn't play around with guns. But the compound bow and arrow? The crossbow?
Get out of here.
No, I've never held a crossbow in my entire life. Schlegel has. Let's see part two, wave two.
If I can clean one fish, I can clean most fish. If I can clean a deer, I can clean a deer, an elk, a moose. And that sort of evolved into like, well, you ought to know how to change a tire. You ought to know how to change your oil.
All right, so we got clean a fish.
Clean a fish.
Clean a deer.
Clean an elk.
Change your tire.
Clean a moose.
Change your oil. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
I can't change my oil.
No, and I can't change my oil.
I can do a tire.
Nope, can't even do the tire. I can't do that. Clean a fish, can't do it. That's easy enough, I guess, right? You just descale it. And
I think my grandpa was the only guy that I ever really went fishing with. He had like a nice little pond that he dug out on his property, and he was all about fishing, and then we would eat some of it for dinner. So I've seen the process. I've gotten in there with a knife and helped a little bit. I think I could do it, but the other big animals?
No, I can't.
No.
It is amazing that Brian Harmon turned out to be a professional golfer. Usually golfers, they spend their childhood playing at private clubs. And
highbrow.
Right.
Yeah.
And he just sounds like a good old boy. Now, my question is, what if you have a guy? What if she brings home a guy that can do everything on your list, but he's horribly ugly and beats her right in front of him.
But I'm sorry, honey.
He can do everything on list.
But he's a rapist.
You're going to have to deal with all the other stuff because he passes my test. He can throw that spiral, though.
I have a black eye, Daddy.
Man, I bet I can throw a football over them mountains. All right, let's hear the third part of this list. There's more. There's a lot more.
Ability to negotiate, shuffle a deck of cards, understand cardinal directions, make a cocktail, jump a battery, unclog a sink. Spiral of football, crank a chainsaw.
We already did spiral of football.
So we had negotiate.
Crank a chainsaw so he can dismember my daughter when he kills her. And he can break her down like one of the carcasses he does when he goes out and does the hunting.
What else do we have in there? What was before chainsaw? Oh,
there was a lot of stuff. There was negotiation.
Negotiate.
Power of negotiation.
Yeah, power
shuffling
of negotiate.
A deck of cards. Who the hell?
Cardinal directions. Understand cardinal directions. I
couldn't shuffle a deck of cards for the longest time, and then my best friend got me an automatic card shuffler.
Well, that's not
for euchre, and it made me learn because I was like, I'm not tired. I'm not bringing this thing to the table every time I play euchre.
Okay, so you learned how to do it.
Yes.
What's the point of springing for the trouble to have an automatic card shuffler
because
if you're not going to use it?
Then
I'd want to use it.
He incentivized me to not look weird at the table and have this big machine that's going to shuffle the deck of cards.
Let me hear what the other one was. I missed one in here after the cardinal directions.
Ability to negotiate, shuffle a deck of cards, understand cardinal directions, make a cocktail, jump a battery, unclog a sink.
Jump a battery.
Spiral of football, crank a chainsaw.
Okay,
I can unclog a sink. Yeah. It's called pour Drano down it. Let it sit for 15 minutes. Flush with hot water. There, I passed that test.
I'll do you one. I mean, yeah, I can make a cocktail. It doesn't have to be the fanciest thing ever. I've changed a car battery before. Like, there's been issues where like the guys at AutoZone didn't seem to want to come out and help me, and I've been stuck to change it myself.
They've gotten to know you.
No one
is that Timmy out in the parking lot? Oh, he can fend for himself. I don't know why everybody's got this accent today, but we do.
We're in Central Ohio now, right? You're talking
Here's
like
my
that.
Question. If I was a member of the press pool, I'd be like, hey, dude, can we see you do all these things? You seem to have a big list for your 10-year-old daughter.
He didn't say that I can do all these. I just want the man that's going to be with my daughter.
I just, you know.
Sound like a big hypocrite, Brian. Yeah, that's right. I'm playing golf. I'm making the millions.
Actually, he's British. He's just putting on this accent, too.
He's actually from Nottingham. He loved the Queen. Yeah, I'll do you one better on the sink, though. I've actually replaced a sink faucet. I've replaced a kitchen sink faucet.
Look at you.
It took a bit of time. Had to get like that extender rod to go.
Romer, you like a good extender rod?
That extender belting that had to go underneath the sink to like ratchet the thing out.
The miming that you're doing.
Sure.
Too.
Long.
It's like this is what Lily's doing 18, on TV right now.
18 inches long.
This is sign language.
This is great for the YouTube.
Long rod.
Let's hear more of the list.
One of the was like being able to whistle really loud. Right, taught myself how to whistle, and now I can assemble my kids at Disney World like the Avengers, you know? And know what tools are called and what they're used for. If I ask somebody to pass me a Phillips head screwdriver and they don't know what that is, you know, we've got to have a chat.
Phillips head screwdriver? Reimer?
Oh, I know what that is.
Yes, I know what that is.
That's the little diamond-shaped one.
What's the other kind, Reimer?
The flathead.
Flathead, yeah.
You got the star one now that's become more of a popular bit, hasn't it? Like that 5-point screw head on it gets extra traction.
You know what I don't like?
Turn.
I don't like the Allen wrench.
No, the Allen wrench sucks.
Yeah,
I can never get a good grip on that thing, and it always slips out of the hole.
Don't understand why we've done that. Yeah, slips out of the hole.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Doesn't stay in the hole.
Doesn't stay in the hole.
Let's see last part of this list.
Someone brought up, like, you should know how to swim. I'm like, you should know how to swim, right? Like, you should know how to swim. I've got it on my phone, so anytime that we're around and it comes up, I say, you know, the list is always open, but I'm the judge, jury, and executioner for what gets on there.
I love how this is like, look, this is all folksy, I got it, but like loving, compassionate, faithful, ability to earn a good living.
Don't you think those were like sort of like the non-negotiables?
I don't know.
Like being able to hide a body.
Well, if you can clean the carcass and...
Mm-hmm. Then you should.
Got the chainsaw.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Conceal evidence, that type of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get away with a crime. Kind of alluding to that. What about have a nice cold sandwich for dinner? Get into then some of the things that you just want to be able to do for your
family.
Has
your wife caved on that yet?
Enjoy, and be able to enjoy hot dogs.
Has she caved on the cold sandwich for dinner?
No.
I don't understand that.
No.
So you're telling me you go to a Jersey Mike's, you bring home...
Oh, Jersey Mike's is lovely. She'll love a Jersey Mike's.
But that's a cold sandwich, and it's for dinner.
No, we can't have it for dinner. It's got to be lunch on a Saturday.
But why?
Or
why
lunch on a work day. Why are you asking me why?
These rules are baffling my brain.
They should baffle your brain. Would you come over and have a chat with her? Talk some sense into her?
Speaking of talking some sense into people... I saw that Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice said that prison, well, that was pretty helpful. Actually, it wasn't prison. He was in jail. There's a difference.
Scared me straight.
He was in jail. He said being in jail this offseason did him good. I'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 270 and Bryce Road. We also have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Bird at making mornings better. He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. He feeds birds out of his mouth. And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. They will make your garage floor look like you can do surgery on it. Maybe you're saying, I already did something to my garage floor, and it's already cracking and pitting and looks like crap. No, that's because it is crap. You got the wrong people to do it. Maybe you tried to do it yourself. Maybe you're Brian Harman and think you should be able to do your own garage floor. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
You can't do it as well as Comer and Cross because they are the absolute best. They can guarantee that your floor is never going to chip. crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They're all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors ever. They make their own chemicals. They don't rely on chemicals from China coming in.
No, they got their own.
The Far East.
They've got their own synthesizer. That's right. They synthesize
Jesse
their methylamine.
Pinkman. Jesse Pinkman is making their chemicals.
They're not using the P2P cook. Get out of here.
They'll even take your stuff out of your garage for you. How about that? Call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. ComerCross.com. ComerCross.com.
I wanted to say, I like the look today for you guys that are checking the show out on YouTube.
Got a tucked in t-shirt
today.
Maybe
do a quick little stand up. Do a little quick stand.
Check out this belt that I got on. This is the heaviest belt. This is thick leather and this buckle. You could hit somebody in the head with this belt and kill them.
It's my only, not focusing on the belt, because if we're being honest, I would give a fair, just a tiny bit of criticism on the belt. I don't hate the leather, but it is maybe, like, the grain of the leather is fine, but it is thick. Like, it is, the stress that you're putting on those belt loops, bulging.
I want you to feel the weight.
It's thick.
Of this.
Are you going to take the belt off?
Yeah, I'm going to take it off.
Okay. Is that like a 5-pound buckle?
Here.
What are you, a cowboy? You're Gary Cooper or
Look
something?
At that. Feel that. Oh. You hit somebody in the head with that, they're dead. Reimer, come over here. Let's test it.
Now why you got to say that?
Reimer?
Yeah, Mike.
Can we kill you with my belt?
Yeah, sure.
In the name of science, of course.
Yeah.
Do you think one swing with this would be deadly? Because it'd have to be like a direct shot.
What would one swing do? Probably knock you unconscious.
Hospital.
And then you finish off the job.
With a second one?
Yeah.
With one more?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, that is, my God. But I was referring to the tucked-in look.
I don't normally tuck in my t-shirts, but this particular t-shirt I feel is too long. It was made for a taller man.
Oh, you got the large tall, did you?
And so when I wear it out, it looks like I'm wearing a little bit of a skirt. So
That's good.
Tuck it in because it fits well on top. It's good for the chesticles.
I think the tuck could be coming back.
I don't like how I can't adjust my balls as nicely with it tucked in.
What's different about it? I know you got like some extra cloth that's there, but doesn't the adjustment happen from under?
No, because as you know, I like to slide my hand inside my pants, and it's tougher to do that when you're tucked.
Well, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to properly adjust your balls, okay?
If you'll excuse me.
You don't put your hand.
I'm going to drink my Fresca. Yesterday it was a squirt. Today it's a Fresca.
They are competitors. That's like the Coke and Pepsi in the grapefruit game.
I need them side by side because I can't tell the difference now between the two because it's, you know, I had one yesterday. I'm having one today.
Well, Fresca would clearly be the Coca-Cola, wouldn't they? In the grapefruit soda game.
Would they?
Yeah. I would think they are. I feel like they're the heritage brand.
Are you talking about Rasheed Rice?
They're the most popular brand. So Rasheed Rice as you mentioned, he did some time. He did 30 days in the offseason here. Jesus!
Oh, the belt fell.
Are you even putting that on the right way?
Yeah.
Sure you don't have it backwards?
No, it's good.
He had a positive THC test while he was on probation for felony charges arising from his street racing incident. Some people take Fast and Furious too close to heart, don't they there, Reimer?
Yeah, they do.
Can't be going 140 miles an hour on the city streets.
Nope, it's not good.
It's not going to be good for anybody. Well, he took some time to speak to reporters this week for the first time since his incarceration. He said it was a learning experience and a reality check. Don't focus on the past. Focus on what's going on now. I'm doing well mentally. He said it was mentally tough. They gave me ways to communicate with my teammates still, as well as my athletic trainer, besides the hard times in there.
Hard times, Daddy.
I kept my mind right watching shows and as much Kevin Hart as I could to laugh.
See, Kevin Hart is lifting the spirits of NFL players who find themselves incarcerated. That's fantastic.
Is Kevin Hart funny anymore?
Tell that to Rasheed Rice. Apparently, yes.
Thought he fell out of being funny.
No, I think he's still funny.
He's got a lot of money. He does a lot of work with The Rock.
Got a lot of money.
Lots and lots and lots of money.
Reimer, Kevin Hart's got a lot of money. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's
breaking news. Who's got more money, Tyler Perry or Kevin Hart?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm going to say Tyler Perry.
You think so?
Yeah. Those movies made a lot of money.
You're talking like just a simple like net worth type of thing?
Yeah.
Let's see.
The internet's going to tell us?
Yeah. Net worth. We're just going to go with what the internet tells us. Tyler Perry. Oh, my God.
High, right?
There's no way Kevin Hart is at this. Where, take a gander. What do you think the AI overview has Tyler Perry at?
800 mil.
No.
What is it?
Higher.
A bill?
Higher.
He's a billionaire? More, higher than a billionaire?
Higher.
1.4?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm yelling. Pizzazz.
Medea.
Kevin Hart is just he's a bum. He's a loser. 400 to 450 million?
Now, what a loser.
What a bum.
My God.
Getting roasted on Comedy Central.
Want to do some emails?
Yeah, I'll do some emails right now. How about my GCBs?
Nice.
We got someone that wants to talk about fast food as we were hitting on this past week.
Beautiful. Let's
go. Issues going on at Wendy's. He said, Wendy's problem is simple, guys. Way, way too damn expensive. They get their prices under control, a.k.a. back down where they belong. Their sales will magically start going back up. Guaranteed that from Gary.
Here's a problem, though. They're trying to do too many things, being too many things to everybody.
Everything to everyone?
The menu's too big.
Everclear?
Stop selling ground beef patties at Kroger and fooling around with all that crap. Okay?
I agree with them, though, because still at its basis, a lot of the fast food places, they're going to be similar. Like, they're going to be going after the same crowd, right? You're just trying to get people on preference and nostalgia. Your flavor profile is a bit different, which is why you shouldn't switch off of those things with a heritage type of sandwich, because those are the types of things that fire with your neurons that tell you how much I like this sandwich.
I know, but
it goes back to my point is for you.
My point is all the fast food's expensive, though. Like, you get yourself one of those biggie bags, that's a good value.
You're
right.
That's
not too expensive.
Yeah, you're right. The biggie bag is there, but they can maybe do a little bit more as far as like the app deals.
Okay.
Getting down a little bit cheaper sometimes.
The problem is when people are giving you a shot, you're not blowing them away with the quality that Dave himself said every restaurant should have.
Yes.
Wendy's should stand above and beyond when it comes to quality. They're falling short. People aren't coming back for repeat visits. That's the problem.
That is.
Stop with all these frosty flavors, too. There's one flavor of frosty. The end.
It's frosty.
Stop it.
It's just frosty.
Reimer is about to pop out of his pants. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 15-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and 315, and about a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 between International Gateway and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole, or 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels on the Ball Diamonds tonight. Cleveland Guardians continue their series in Detroit against the Tigers. Foster Griffin pitching for the Guardians. Tigers send Framber Valdez to the hill. Cleveland has dropped three in a row, four back in the AL Central, two back in the wild card. Cincinnati Reds in Chicago facing the White Sox, going for a second straight win tonight. Red Ladder pitching for the Reds. Luis Castillo for the White Sox. Cincinnati five back in the National League wild card. Columbus Clippers at home with Omaha tonight at Huntington Park. Russell Westbrook announced his retirement today after 18 years in the NBA. He owns one MVP award and also has the league record for the most career triple doubles with 209. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Vichy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Joshua Perry's in for T-Bone on T-Bone and Tyvus, which means Tyvus will be driving the show tomorrow, which means train wreck. please listen.
That's going to be good. I think they might have that coming up on Friday as well. So stay tuned. That'll be fun.
Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. They will talk to Paul Feinbaum, Hot Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, coming up at 10:30. And on this show tomorrow, it's Too Hot Thursday and Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. Don't forget, on Friday at this time, 5 o'clock, we're going to debut Timmy Eats a Burger, both audio component and video component if you're watching on YouTube. So I'm excited about it. I've seen it.
I've loved it.
I think it turned out great, Timmy.
I'm doing two more this week. Did one today, so... Should I keep them secret? Like who's coming out?
No, don't tell people.
Yeah, I don't want to tell people. But
the debut is coming up Friday at 5. We've done a lot of pizza on this show, and we will continue to do a lot of pizza on this show. But now we're giving some love to the burger.
The thing I like today is there's a lot of smash burger styles that are out there, which is great. That seems to be the new sort of craze going around. That's what I've been cooking at home. Today's that I tried, which you'll see in the coming weeks, was more of just the straight traditional style. And it was also just really good. I'll be doing another one on Friday, too. So we'll have several recorded and ready to bring to you guys on some upcoming Fridays.
All right, Reimer, your pants are going to fly right off your body.
Let's go.
Because we have some Midnight Madness, 24 hours worth of college basketball starting up the season on November 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
We have not done this for a while.
He likes this.
Now, there's no real big-time schools playing in this, but I have a feeling that's not going to stop you.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'll be up at 3 a.m. watching.
Well, then you're going to be late.
You won't
because
feel lonely.
On November 2nd...
Well, I know that.
12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
is when this tips off with High Point and Liberty University.
Of the top mid-major programs.
High Point is located...
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
Good job. And their mascot is...
The Panthers.
Yeah. Look at you, Timmy. Timmy, upstage in Reimer.
I could tussle with Reimer and mid-major college basketball mascots and states any day of the week, buddy.
That's fighting words right there.
I know.
What's the special thing about High Point, Reimer? Like about the university? Do you know what kind of sets them apart?
I don't think I do.
Their money, man. Take a look at how expensive tuition is there. I want to say to build their basketball arena, you talk about, I would assume like me, you would enjoy in the future going out to as many basketball arenas as you can.
Absolutely.
You already took a game in at Xavier, a good clean boy for doing that. But at High Point, they brought in Italian marble, something like that. It was millions and millions of dollars just to build the steps, like the entranceway. It's not a huge arena, you know? Think of like what Northwestern's doing, smaller seats, but a lot of money put in.
Yeah.
This was like a 4,000 seat arena. So very intimate, very nice, but so expensive. They have like fine steakhouses on campus that your meal plan covers, hibachi grills. It's crazy.
And they aren't going anywhere. Like we just saw them in the tournament last year. They've been one of the top mid-major programs past couple years. So
this
be right
is
there
where the rich kids that are kind of stupid go because their acceptance rate is 75%.
Mm-hmm.
So
just a little bit dumber.
You have to have a lot of money. But you're not smart enough to get into an Ivy League school.
Who are they playing? Liberty, you said?
Liberty.
Liberty is...
Liberty Bibbity.
Reimer?
The Flames.
And where are they?
I don't know where they're at.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Mm, yeah.
The end of the Civil War.
3 a.m. Grambling against Northern Illinois.
That's for the real sickos.
Grambling would be... What, Reimer?
North Carolina.
I think Grambling's in Georgia, my man.
Mm, I gotta look.
What's their nickname?
I'm thinking of App State.
Okay, well that's coming up. Grambling is the? I want to say they're the Tigers.
You guys are both wrong. They're in Louisiana.
Oh no,
Grambling, Louisiana. They are the Tigers.
They're the Tigers.
Yeah, and they're going against Northern Illinois, DeKalb, Illinois. My sister went to school there.
Your sister went there. They're the Huskies.
Yep. They're now in the Mountain West.
Is that right? I can't keep these things straight.
Because that was an old Mac school.
It was a Mac school.
Yeah.
6 a.m. App State against Merrimack.
You want to take App State?
Well, he already got North Carolina, but what city in North Carolina? Because I know this one.
I don't know that one.
Boone, North Carolina.
Mountaineers, right? And
Merrimack.
Merrimack.
It's not live, it's Merrimack.
Merrimack is in like North Andover, Massachusetts.
You are exactly correct. Are you Googling? Mm-hmm. Did you Google before?
Look.
Look. What does that mean? Look.
I'm not Googling. I have Tyler Perry net worth on my screen. Right,
what
right
is
now.
Their mascot? Merrimack's mascot. Tell me that.
Warriors.
Right again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we found your
Metro Atlantic Conference.
I think we found your hidden talent.
The old, it might just be the Metro now. It used to be the MEAC, the Metro Atlantic.
Yes. All right, 9 a.m., Winthrop.
That's easy.
Versus Queens.
You want to take that one? That's easy.
Queens is
the Charlotte Queens.
Yes, it's in North Carolina.
Well, it's not New York Queens.
No, it's not New York. It's not like Queens City College or anything. Yeah.
Lewis Winthrop, where's that?
Winthrop is easy. Do you want that
South
one?
South Carolina.
Rock Hill, South Carolina. Yeah. Outside of Charlotte, they've had Panthers training camp there before, I think.
11:30 in the morning, Murray State against Tennessee State.
Both Tennessee.
Murray State's the Racers.
Yes. Tennessee State, I believe, is the Tigers.
Tennessee State is the Tigers. And Murray is Kentucky, I want to say.
I thought
like southwestern Kentucky.
It all ties together.
I think it's like
Murray, Kentucky.
Middle of nowhere, Kentucky.
Yeah, Murray, Kentucky. 2 p.m., UTEP against Northern Kentucky.
UTEP is
Texas El Paso.
The 1966 national champs.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've got a quarter zip.
You back got a when UTEP quarter zip?
Back when it was Texas West. Back when it was Texas Western, the pretty little white and orange. The Miners.
Mm.
Yeah. And who are they playing again?
Miners. Not like little kids.
Not little miners.
Yeah.
There could be miners that are mining if they've been cleared. Who are they playing?
They're playing Northern Kentucky.
The Norsemen. It's a great one. And are they from Covington, I think?
Like
right nearby? No, it's cool. They're
in Highland Heights, Kentucky.
Highland Heights, okay.
Yeah, and they are the Norsemen. You're right. Their mascot is Victor E. Viking.
Is that so true?
Know. Yeah, all right. True.
Dinga, dinga,
Mr. Viking.
5:30 p.m. UAB against McNeese State.
Alabama, yeah, Birmingham.
Blazers.
Mm-hmm. Blazers. They got that like fire-breathing thing.
The dragon.
Logo.
McNeese?
McNeese. McNeese State, where Will Wade was. Yeah. They are the Cowboys, and McNeese is in
Louisiana too?
Yeah.
So Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Lake Charles. We missed Grambling. I'm pissed off. I didn't know where Grambling was. That's a heritage brand, too. Eddie Robinson. That's messed up that I didn't get that one.
And lastly, 8 o'clock on that night, Mark Furman, dead, and Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman is in Daytona Beach, Florida. That's a nice spot.
They had a pretty interesting team last year.
This is pretty much all schools from the South.
Yes.
Bethune-Cookman is the Wildcats. They're one of the many Wildcats out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Ryan?
You know where Furman is?
I believe.
Furman would be in Greenville?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville, South Carolina?
That's right.
Know the nickname, Reimer? So this is a fun one. This is a weird one. It's like the Presbyterian Blue Hose, kind of an out there one.
Yeah, shut your mouth. Watch yourself.
They're blue.
I'm blue and dabba-dee-abba-dye.
The Paladins.
Yes.
The Furman Paladins.
I knew it started with a P.
Paladin? What the hell is a Paladin?
Paladin is like some kind of, is it like a mythical thing or is it like a soldier, like a knightsman or something?
12 legendary knights. The foremost members of Charlemagne's court in the 8th century.
Charlemagne!
They first appear in the medieval Chanson de Jésus. Whatever. Hey, Knights of the Round Table. They were there.
Knights of Columbus!
They were there.
Yeah, they had swords.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Timmy.
I'm excited, too.
Here's something that I didn't know. You can get brain damage just from eating. And... Yeah. We'll talk about it. Yes, it sucks.
Be careful.
We'll talk about it. You can get brain damage from this show, too. We'll talk about it next.
Man
and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident on westbound 70 on the east side before 270. And there's a 15-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take-home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER.
I'm Nicole. You're 97.1 The Fan.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I'll look for a 60% chance of rain and storms tonight across central Ohio with some fog by Thursday morning. Then we're going to watch for a 40% chance of additional rain and thunderstorms during the day. Highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, the chance of rain and storm goes higher and high temperatures in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. For those of you who are still dealing with no power, I'm sure that sucks. We feel your pain. Beamer is in here. Still has no power.
I got the text alert today that we were without power.
You lost power today?
Yeah,
so
today.
So you didn't lose power yesterday, but
no,
today?
No, didn't lose it today, but got a text alert from AEP that we were without, and luckily it had been restored already, so we were not all that bad off with it. So, yeah, hopefully everybody is making through okay. Let me tell you about this story that I saw, Mike. So, I mean, I asked you yesterday about things that you're afraid of. You know, you're afraid of anything, and I don't really think about this one, but now I'm terrified once again, because every now and then, like, someone will say to me, Sarah's mom is so good at this. My mother-in-law, she always has to highlight the story about, like, the, you know, you're in the 0.005% crowd of how unlucky you are. Did you see that woman that was, you know, just jogging off into the woods and some guy just jumped out and just chopped her up into 17 pieces. So
my wife knows someone, either directly or indirectly, that has met a similar fate.
Right.
Like, my wife is the only person I've ever met that has known two people that have been hit by trains and died. Two.
Just actually
separate incidents.
Not even in a car.
No.
Just walking out there.
Pedestrians.
Hit by a train.
Yes. Just getting hit by
unlikely.
A train. I'm
yeah.
just saying, she's got an answer for everything. If you're like, hey, honey, this, you know, this, what is it? Cyclocryptosis, whatever the hell it's called, gives you the craps for five weeks, whatever
something.
It is. You're like, yeah, I heard it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I heard from so-and-so who knows so-and-so that her daughter's been sick for 5 weeks spewing black tar.
That's better because she actually has like some 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon to someone that you actually know through the family.
But it's annoying.
Kay just picks things from the news. You can literally look up. There are always going to be things written about the worst possible scenarios. So like Sarah can't go take a hike anymore because she might get chopped up into little pieces. No, it's probably not going to happen. Oh, I'm going to take a trip to Florida, you know, next February. Did you hear what happened when someone flew on that one plane, though? It crashed. Well, that's probably not going to happen. On this one commercial flight that's going down to West Palm Beach, we'll likely be okay. I also get it, like when we went up to the lake, you know? Oh, you got to be careful if you get into one of those lakes. There could be brain-eating amoebas in there. I saw a little boy died last summer. Like, yeah, that was one boy in the entire country. You know, that's a really unfortunate thing. I think about that when I think of a story like this, where we've got in your town, your old town, Chicago. I was going to eat at this. We were going to eat at this steakhouse last summer when we were there. Thank God that we weren't, because I want to say the timing was pretty damn close. This was June 30th, 2025 at a Gibson's Steakhouse and Bar in Oak Brook, about 15 miles west of downtown Chicago. A lot of oak this, a lot of oak that out there in Chicago. So Joe Belgio, 44 years old, unfortunately, a former Marine Corps veteran, a retired Illinois firefighter, you know, awesome dude by all accounts, went into cardiac arrest, fell into a months-long coma, and suffered, because of what happened initially, he was without oxygen for so long, suffered permanent brain damage,
And they have traced it back to they were contaminated oysters at Gibson's, which is a steakhouse, but a raw bar as well.
That's the risk that you run when you decide to eat oysters. That doesn't mean don't eat oysters.
Exactly.
Same thing with...
You're really unlucky. People eat raw oysters all over the place. How many get consumed in Maryland on a single day?
Oh, all over the place, yes.
Thousands and thousands.
You can catch stuff. I mean, there are parasites and worms and in meat and everything.
Bad stuff happens.
Mess you up.
Yeah, bad stuff
and
happens.
Mess this guy up so he's got permanent brain damage from eating the oysters?
His attorney said doctors screened him for bacteria, found several pathogens in the system. The lawsuit alleges that he contracted two dangerous bacteria, E. coli, and Plesimonas shigellioides.
Shamala.
And he looked like just a good-looking dude in the prime of his life, 44 years old.
All-American Joe.
And I hate to see this, too. There's quotes in here from his fiance.
Let me ask you a very insensitive question.
Well, you're going to do like you do.
I'm going to do like you do.
So she's just do it.
She's engaged to this guy, all right?
That's the definition of fiance,
yeah?
Mike.
So they're not married yet. Is she under any obligation to stick around?
Yes.
But he's got permanent brain damage.
You're a raging bitch if you leave.
But they're not even married yet. This is her chance to escape.
She's not saying any of that. She's just saying...
She's not saying it to you now. She'll probably stay there for a couple months and pretend like, oh, yeah, I love me some Yankee Bean. And she'll feed him some soup and wipe his chin.
You are the worst.
And then
skedaddle.
It's really a bitch to get here, I got to tell you.
Oh, man. Oh.
My new job is taking me out of state, and I'm not going to be able to come as much. I mean, he's probably pretty far gone. He won't even know that she's not there.
I don't know what ultimate condition he's going to be able to
live your life.
I don't know if he's going to be able to recover or get some more like cognitive ability back, but that's a really crap situation.
It's a horrible situation.
I don't know what, like, do.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
You got to come up with like a laughter is the best medicine type of thing. If it were like your situation, if like you and Kristen, pick whatever like happened to you. All right. It's happening to you. Let's say you did some horseback riding and you were riding an old Clydesdale.
I would never do any of this.
He just bucked you off.
I'm Christopher Reeve.
You're Christopher Reeve and you're a quadriplegic and that's it for Bozo. Like you're done. You're just.
But I still
be
have all my mental faculties.
That's right. Yeah, you got your mental faculties.
No, you got to. As long as
but
you're
no physical ability.
If you're all there, you got to stick around.
But would you let her have some type of pleasure system outside of the marriage? Would you let her maybe go a little upside down pineapple just so you know her life in that area is not over? I'm not saying that there
first
might not
all,
be cases where you could still do things like that.
The way
let's just pretend you can't.
The way they make these devices now and sell them at the Lion's Den, which, by the way, sponsors Common Man's Basement on YouTube. Please go watch it and subscribe. You know, she can really do a good job for herself with just the mechanical apparatuses. Or are you suggesting some sort of mechanical cock chair?
Or maybe something could be, maybe you could wear something. You could be involved. You could still be involved. What about
I don't know
that?
How safe that is for your particular condition.
Safe enough. I mean, what's going to happen? You're done. You're done. You're just sitting. You're down. It's like Jack telling me what I go to work to do. You just go to a place to sit. You don't even need to really be walking around.
Mm-hmm. Reimer, what would you do? You're not married to your wife yet. You're just engaged. Okay, so you don't have any children. Just engaged to be married. You love her. She loves you. But you ate some bad oysters. You have brain damage for the rest of your life. Would you expect her to stick around with you? Or would you want her to go and live her life?
I think I'd want her to like like, yeah, like not hold back, like still go and like do things and enjoy her life.
But you want her to still be with you. You want her committed to you.
Not committed, I guess.
Okay. So just come and visit
not
you.
Not committed.
But then when she leaves, like, she's free
like,
to
just
do.
A friend.
Like the past is like the past is still there, obviously. Like you still have that connection. And so like there should still be something there to like, I don't know. I guess I can't do anything because I'm brain dead.
You're really depressing me.
I'm sorry.
This is really
you brought it up.
It got very real and dark. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, if she wants to go to the Galapagos Islands, she can go to the Galapagos. If she wanted to swim with the turtles, who am I to stop her from swimming with the turtles?
What would you do? And I'm gonna up the ante. All right. You're married.
It's now.
Now. It's now. Actually, now. You know what? It's a couple years in the future, and Jack is out of the house. He's gone. Okay. Sarah falls into a coma, has brain damage. She's in a facility for the rest of her life. Jack's gone. Don't have to worry about raising the kid anymore. Your wife is in a facility.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
I think we have our answer. Timmy's going to be in Scotland playing golf. You won't even stay on the continent, will you?
Get those bagpipes.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 25-minute holdup due to a crash blocking two left lanes on eastbound 670 after Neal Avenue. It's going to be stop and go from 33. And there's an accident in the left lane on southbound 270 on the east outer belt at Hamilton Road causing delay. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Our guy Rimmer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad we're back on the phone. The video thing didn't work last week. I didn't like it.
Well, my apologies. It was my idea. I got a brand new mic. I think I've worked on the mic a little bit, but I'm not going to ask you.
Well,
stick to the phone.
What I can tell you is that the book is officially available for pre-order on Amazon. Just search Jeff Rimmer, 1M. What's the book called, Rims?
It doesn't get any better than this.
I've been sending people to the pre-order site all week. Are you starting to get some orders on there?
We have done exceptionally well. The publisher is thrilled. And now, if you go to jeffrimmer.com, there's a direct link to Amazon. Technology continues to impress. And better still, there's a number of reviews that have been done, and they're right there on the jeffrimmer.com website. So I'd encourage folks to go right there, and then you don't even have to look and research on Amazon for the book. It's right there, ready for you.
I know, Jeff, that part of the fun with this whole book project is still in the forefront because now, like, you get to sell this book and see how well it does, and you get to come out here and do some of the book signings, you know, in the town where you called so many games for the CBJ. But what have you learned so far from just doing this process? And the book is now complete, so how does it feel knowing that you did this whole project and you saw it through?
Well, I did it along with Craig Mers, who was my ghostwriter, and he's done an exceptional job. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with the final product. The publisher is. He thinks it's going to do exceptionally well. And the feedback that I'm getting, not only from those that did reviews on jeffrimmer.com and in the book, but I'm name-dropping here right now, but I got a terrific message from former major leaguer and a pretty good hitter with one of the sweetest swings in baseball. He was an expo when I was there, and of course got to see him in Baltimore as well. And I'm speaking of former Pittsburgh Pirate great Al Oliver. And Al and I became kind of friends. And then for him just to reach out and say, hey, what a great opportunity here. I can't wait to buy my copy. He said, I'm going to pre-order it right now. But he just thought it was an amazing feat to sit down and actually write the book. And it's from people like that have been reaching out. Some hockey people, Doug Risebrough, the former general manager of the Minnesota Wild, and he and Doug McClain came in. The two franchises joined the league the same season, reaching out. Doug's an old friend from my days in Montreal, and he was a player there. And there's some funny stories about him in the book. And we continue to hear now from people that I haven't heard from in a long time. Derek Brassard talked in terms of my passion for the game, and he said, I've ordered the book here now. Brassard, a former Blue Jacket, back in hockey now. He's working in player development for the New York Rangers, and he says, I look forward to seeing you here in the fall. I want my book signed. Just so many people are reaching out.
You know, I'm a little surprised, though, because I'm in the book. He told me that I'm in it, but I haven't received my copy yet.
You have no idea. Earlier today, I was talking to the publicist, and she's an author on her own. And I said, listen, I've got to get those books. I've got the address from Ted this week, and I put a rush on the books for you, for Timmy, and for Ted. And I want you to have the book today. I wanted you to have it yesterday. Unfortunately, I'm not the one sending the books out. I've got one copy. I've got one copy, and I guess I could FedEx it to you, and you'd have it by the end of the week. But I'm waiting for the publisher to send them, and apparently they're doing just that.
What kind of did you put the story in the book about how you almost had a sexual encounter with Anna Kournikova's mom?
Well, do we have to get?
I'm trying to sell books for you, dude.
You know that that's going to be there, Rimmer, at some point.
You told the story on the air. Why didn't you write it in the book?
No, it's not in the book. There's too many other great stories to tell. And I know the people that have already reached out, the people that have not reached out and sending texts and tweets, I bought the book and I'm getting the book. I can't wait to read it. Why do we have to wait till September to get it? It'll be there. And by the way, let's talk about 97.1 and you, Mike, and Tim, and Ted, and the radio station, Fish, stepping up, and you guys are going to be part of the launch on the 15th of September. Now, that'll be a private signing, but we are going to have, and I'll get to the guys at Buyers, because we're going to have a public signing at Buyers. There are going to be books available there on the 17th of September. We're going to have a bit of a party there, and I'm just anxious to get back to Columbus and start to showing the people of Columbus what we've got and where we're going with this book.
Now, Rims, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because all the I's haven't been dotted and T's crossed yet, but I think we're going to have a chance for some listeners to win a spot at the private party for the book launch.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The publisher's already stated that to the fine management at 97.1, and yes.
We haven't decided how we're going to do that yet, but you will get a chance to hang out with us and Rimmer for the launch of his book. There will be many dignitaries at this party.
Yeah.
Many.
We're running out of ideas to come up with to get spots for parties these days, but it's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. We're excited about the book. I feel like we haven't talked any just straight up Jackets storylines with you in a couple of weeks because we've been on the book, which is definitely a great reason. But what are you thinking about here with Bones coming back for a second year? Do you spend any time thinking about that last press conference that he had and maybe what that did? But have you talked to guys? Like, what are people talking and thinking about as training camp is next month?
Well, I've talked to a couple of the players, and they're excited to get back. I've not talked to Rick Bonus. I've not talked to Don Waddell, but I've got a list of things. And you say, do I think about the Blue Jackets in the start of the season? I think Blue Jackets hockey 24/7. I'm up in the morning looking for the latest and greatest information on my team. And I can tell you there's still some things that need to be determined. Question here, and you guys jump in here with your thoughts. What are they going to do as far as a captain is concerned this season? Do you make Werenski automatically the captain to start the season? What about Fantilli? When are we going to finally see his official signing? And I think we're getting there and we're getting closer. And how about Nikishin, the newest member of the Blue Jackets, the big Russian that's going to play a top six role. I was reading an interpretation of a Russian author that penned a story on Nikishin, who's really excited about joining the Jackets. He said he had a couple of short conversations with the coach and with management. Can't wait to get here. He said he played, of course, in Colorado the last 7 years and loved it there, but he's looking to a new chapter with his family and coming to Columbus. He's heard nothing but great things about it. It's a place to raise a family, and he's looking forward to an expanded role with the Blue Jackets. So you have a newcomer coming and wanting to make an impact right out of the gate, so to speak.
Going back to the captain conversation, I don't think with all the stuff that we've seen from Zach Werenski in the offseason and his lack of a long-term deal that he's the captain. I think you either go captainless or you put it on a guy like Charlie Coyle, who is a veteran guy who's respected in that dressing room and has just signed a long-term contract.
That's a pretty good idea. I will not argue with that. But I'm telling you right now, if the Blue Jackets, and I said this last week, if the Blue Jackets play the way they are capable of for a full season and don't have that late season swoon, I think the Blue Jackets are going to be a playoff team. And I think that that's all it's going to take for Werenski to be a fixture on this team moving forward. He loves Columbus. He loves the city, loves the team, loves his teammates. So, yeah, that's a decision that management's going to have to make here in the days and the weeks to come. Do you wait and pick a captain down the road? If you remember, I remember distinctly, Rick Nash, he wanted to be captain. Nick Foligno wanted to be captain. They both had to wait their turn. The Jackets wanted to see a little bit more from Rick before they put the C on his jersey. And then with Nick Foligno, he was handed the captaincy after a while. And what did John Tortorella say? I don't know if you're capable of being that guy. And of course, Foligno grew into that role. And obviously, when he was here, proved to be a pretty good captain for the hockey team.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. Talk about your friends, Rims, before we have to go.
I was on the phone with Kevin King earlier on today, and he has let us know to pass along to you that at Buyers right now, they've got a terrific selection of Subarus available in all options and colors. We talk as well about service, and when it comes to quality service, there is one place to go, and that's Buyers Imports by the airport. They've got factory technicians. They use factory quality parts. You're not getting secondary parts. There's one place to go for master technicians, and that is, without a doubt, Buyers Imports by the airport. Let's not forget the other dealerships right there at Buyers Imports. You've got Audi. You've got Porsche. Subaru, as I mentioned. Volkswagen. And they're ready to deal, and that's where you're going to get the best deal and the best service. Buyers Imports by the airport.
All right, go pre-order Rims' book, jeffrimmer.com, 1M. There's a link to take you right there. Rimmer gets a little bit of scratch for every book that's sold. Rimmer, we appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Always appreciate it. Had a couple of names I wanted to throw out there if I have time.
You name-dropped the entire segment was just name-dropping.
Okay, I'll save them for next week, but I was going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, and I had a chance to meet the buses when I was spending time out there, and don't forget, Phil Jackson and Jeannie Bush were an item back in those days, and some quality people, and now the team was sold for $14.5 billion, only a year after the Dodger owner bought the team for better than $10 million.
You didn't save it for next week.
It for next week. You just went right into it.
But that's all right. It was timely.
All right, Rims. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Jeff.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I think it was $12.5 billion.
It's a lot.
Not $14.5
yeah,
billion.
It was a lot.
It's many billions.
By the way, I want consideration for Matty Olivier.
Okay.
Fair?
You won't get argument from me. I love Matty Olivier.
Yeah. Yeah, he signed for, 5 years last year as well?
Yeah. All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at about a 20-minute delay on westbound 670 between International Gateway and Neal Avenue, and about a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 70 between 270 and Bryce Road on the east side. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Bishop and Friends.
Your comedic timing on the zinger to Saban.
I thought we could smile a little bit, laugh a little bit. If the timing was right and coach is there, we could maybe get a smile on.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Buckeyes are ranked number one, so let's talk about them. Endless Buckeye conversation awaits you on your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Wednesday to you.
Right, how you doing, Beam? What do you got a red football for you? What do you have that for?
Just playing with a ball.
That's it.
Just right. Grown cool. Man tossing like a little ball to himself. What's the problem with that?
Can I have a toss?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
It's mine.
No.
There we go.
It's his ball.
Like it?
No, I give it back to him.
Catch. Well, what three guys, we play catch with a ball. We have fun.
All right, we're also doing a radio show here. Maybe we should do that. Now, Here's the question of the
day.
Thank
you for my ball back.
Beamer, you are engaged to your wife, so you're not married yet. All right, so no children in this scenario. You're engaged to your wife.
Okay.
She has some sort of horrible thing happen where she becomes...
incapacitated permanently.
You know, permanent brain damage. Let's just say that. She has to be in a facility for the rest of her life, doesn't know really what's going on, but she's
there. Bad
stuff. She's alive, and she's there, and do you stick?
But does she has no comprehension of really anything?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
But she's going to live.
She's going to live.
She's going to need round the clock.
You're not married yet. You're just engaged. Do you stick?
I think when you commit to the engagement, you've committed your life with someone. So yeah, I think so.
So you would stick.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Would you just have a girlfriend on the side, or?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a problem. First of all, I couldn't get a girlfriend.
There's a lot of people out there that would love to have a little piece of Brandon Beam.
There's only one.
Yeah.
There's only one.
No, let me tell you something. You dress up like the Frisch's big boy, and you put that on one of these websites.
Wearing the checker overalls.
That's right. Oh, you're on OnlyFans.
I can make a lot of money.
That has to be a Halloween costume for you. We could do the red cheeks. Or
I already got
the glasses for a day. Get a little dark in the hair
up a little bit.
Up
there.
Yeah, swirl
now,
it
I
up.
Asked Timmy this question. He was gone in 5 minutes. All right, he was gone. Now, here's the question, though, for you, Timmy. Because in your scenario, you've already been married. Jack's out of the house. He's off at college.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's in the facility.
Mm-hmm.
As you're leaving to pack your bags and move to Scotland.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you take the extra step? Because, again, she's in a facility she doesn't know. Do you pry the ring off of her finger and hawk it for cash?
Just take a wedding ring?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know I got her that wedding ring off of Amazon in the first place.
It has no value.
It's worthless.
Got it at Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
I took care of that a long, long time ago. Yeah, I wasn't going to miss that thing.
What is coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight, Beam?
Guys, coming up tonight, Justin Zwick is hanging out with me. Austin Ward was over at the Woody today. We're going to check in with him at 6:15. Joshua Perry joins us at 6:30, and more Buckeye camp thoughts as we enter week two of Ohio State training camp.
Buckeye Show, 2 big hours starting at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Thank you guys for the email interaction all show long. Good clean emails at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Start thinking about your go-to-jail Fridays as well. Always looking for those. I got a couple here. My guys, what's the point of the 2 drive-thrus if they only serve 1 lane at a time? Just bitching as I'm waiting in line to give my order. That's from Matt. And then Matt had an update to this.
They're like double the orders. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, you can get more people in there, and then you got to...
But you can't really move any faster, though, right? No. There's not more people filling. There's not like a separate window for the other lane.
Yeah, you all go into the same.
You're all just merging, and really it just adds to like road rage because there are people that want to cut ahead of you in the drive-thru line.
Yeah, people that don't understand
how to take turns. And the second you try to throw this back out into society as adults without anybody to monitor this, it's one thing when you have all the little good, clean, robotic boys and girls at Chick-fil-A. They basically tell you, I want you to get behind then, that green Ford
people,
right now.
People ignore them.
Yeah.
They'll cut. I've seen people cut in front of the Chick-fil-A line.
I had the incident at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru that one time.
You had a lot of incidents. You know that?
Dude's just honking. He honked at me. Like, what are you honking for? I'm just following what they told me. Take it up with the red shirts. I'm just here obeying orders.
I don't want to disappoint them.
Put me in the military. I'll listen. I'll do whatever you say. So the update was, after waiting for the other line, I finally get to the window and I'm asked to pull up to the third window because they just gave my order to the car ahead of me that pulled off. What the actual F?
Yes. I think it was a good idea when it first started. In practice, not so good. Let's get rid of it.
All right. I think I'm with you guys. You convinced me.
All right.
Good answer. My Skynet apologists. I seen this week that the government may be banning certain foreign robotics in the U.S. because they're afraid that they might be gathering too much intel or some crap like that. And it's been pointed out that your basic robot vacuum would check all the boxes to be banned. Are you guys in the robot game at all for anything around your house?
I don't have, like, the Roomba. I don't do the
vacuums.
No.
There's, like, robotics being put in almost
we have
in a lot of things.
We have a
now.
Couple of Alexas, so that's listening all the time.
Well, I suppose it is. Yeah, that's the Google Chrome Nest, I guess. Yeah, I have those. Alexas.
They already have your data.
That's what I mean. When I was a younger man, I'd get, like, all obsessed. Like, they're watching! And now it's like, yeah, they're watching. So they're going to watch a lot of boring stuff. And
they're bored.
You know what? If they can make my Instagram algorithm give me more stuff that I want to buy that's actually useful to me, that's fine. Go ahead.
Back to what I would be into, though. Beam and Mike, check out a 2024 sci-fi thriller called Subservience. It's basically...
Is that the Megan Fox?
Megan Fox walks around as a sex robot. She's supposed to just, like, do, like, chores and...
You should open a brothel.
Help things around the house, but it doesn't just stop there.
Again, I know you have this fascination...
Where does it go?
...with lifelike, robotic sex toys. However...
Am I fascinated?
You are, because you bring it up all the time.
I didn't notice.
Who's... There has to be some sort of, like, you go, the car needs the oil changed.
It's not that difficult. You just have a compartment. That's it. And then you pull it out. It's done. You clean it.
It's
you
not
put it,
done.
You put some Dawn in it.
It's not done. It's top rack dishwasher.
Put it in the warm, soapy water. That's it.
You're seasoning the sink?
It could be like a little silicone thing. Like you replace the black,
good.
Like the grease tray on the Blackstone. You could just have something that's
in there. Do you do
it
every time or do you let it accumulate over like a week?
Oh, I think it's disgusting. You let it accumulate.
I think accumulate for sure.
It's disgusting.
All right. Buckeye Show's next. Ask Swick if he would change the goo trap.
He wouldn't.
Every time or just weekly?
I don't think he ever would.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 15-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to 315. And there's also a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take-home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.